This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Mornings are glorious at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojalote. And it always seems that, you know, from April through May, overnight temperatures can really fluctuate dramatically. We'll get a few nights in the 50s. That's very warm. And sometimes after a day or two of spring breezes being like 25, 30-mile-an-hour breezes, overnight lows can dip into the 30s, and a freeze would not surprise me. We always get our summer gardening late, and at first it was simple procrastination, and then we realized that maybe between the howling winds, those Cochise County breezes, and that chance of freezes well into May, well, a late garden is quite practical. Anyway, chilly mornings are fun, and it doesn't take much time for the day to heat up. You know, I'm thinking most of the male gambler's quail for miles around are roosting at our home, and they start calling before dawn. That one call is just that high, bent note, and they all respond to each other, so it's, and then dozens of them calling, and I got to wonder if the female gambles are going, hey, you know, enough with the racket, shut up out there. Anyway, we also have scaled quail, and they call too, and it's a fun, short, punchy, staccato, sounds like a toy, a staccato call. And if you watch a male scaled quail call, you'll see it jerk its neck and head, and it actually looks like a toy calling. Quite charming. So two species of quail at our place, but listen, Ms. Mosquito excitedly told me she saw a harlequin's quail, what's also a Montezuma quail, down by the creek. How cool is that? It's very cool. So anyway, as mornings progress, all sorts of avian songs fill the air, and it becomes the soundtrack of each day. Hey, I got a chance to go into the Chiricahuas on a spring morning recently. Family was visiting, and it was decided we'd just go over to the Chiricahua National Monument and hike an easy trail. You know, they're all pretty easy, but what's cool about the trails in that monument is that they all sort of interconnect, and you can decide on how many miles you want to walk. So we picked an easy 3-mile loop that involved, I think, three different trails, but a 3-mile loop. I was very excited because I could scout for cool plants to photograph maybe later when they were blooming. I didn't expect to see much in the way of blooming or flowers. But it was a warm enough day that surely we'd see some reptiles on warm rocks, maybe the Yarrow's spiny lizard. It's abundant on those trails. And guess what? They didn't disappoint. Sometimes posing patiently as I photographed them, yeah. I know it. Deep in a canyon wren flitted about on a boulder close to us and sang. What a treat, because I usually can't hear them. But this one did everything but perch on my shoulder and sing its beautiful descending call. And listen, I dug out my old Peterson field guide to read you what he says about the canyon wren call. A gushing cadence of clear, curved notes tripping down the scale. Oh, my, oh my, it's enough to remind me, Petey, get hearing aids, okay? Jeez. Oh, there was some blooming going on. Not much, but the marvelous 2-foot by 2-foot shrub called Bristlehead was in bloom on the sides of the cliffs and rocky slopes. Small pink tubular flowers and clusters atop branches. It has a cool Latinized botanical name, Carpholkite bigelovii. Carpholkite comes from two Greek words, carpho, dry, kite, hair. You know, in middle school Latin class, A-E was I. That's where I'm coming up with that, I-T. Not that the Latin that was taught in 6th and 7th grade has a whole lot to do with botanical Latin, but if anything, actually, it gets me in trouble. But anyway, Bristlehead was blooming, and a favorite plant was flowering, Findlera rupicola, beautiful 4-petaled white flowers atop 4 to 5-foot-tall stems along steep-cut trails. It was wonderful. Common name of that plant, Findlera rupicola, false mock orange. So it's not the mock orange, Philadelphus, a kissing cousin, the Philadelphus, but false mock orange, or as Ms. Mosquito loves to say, it's mock orange. The name Findlera, or Findlera, is in honor of Augustus Findler, the German-born but American botanist who collected in the Southwest and actually into South America as well in the 1800s. Rupicola, the specific epithet, means rock dwelling, and that's right. And this plant used to be in the Saxifragaceae, the cool saxifrage family, the rock-breaking family, but has been sent to the hydrangea family, Hydrangeaceae. It doesn't matter. Mock Mock Orange was blooming in the hills, reminding us it's spring and the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.